This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said it was carrying out an operation against Hamas in the Gaza Strip's El Shifa hospital on Wednesday and urged all members of the militant group in the hospital to surrender. Less than an hour earlier, a Gaza Health Ministry spokesman said Israel had told officials in the enclave that it would raid the Shifa hospital complex in the coming minutes. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Explosions and plumes of smoke were seen rising from northern Gaza Strip as Israeli bombardment continues over the besieged Palestinian territory. The UN Humanitarian Office said Tuesday fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants in northern Gaza caused another 200,000 people to flee south in the past 10 days. Israel has urged civilians to evacuate Gaza City and surrounding areas in the north, but the southern part of the besieged territory is not much safer. Supporters of Israel rallied in large numbers in Washington on Tuesday. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Supporters of Israel gathered by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying never again. The March for Israel offered a bipartisan endorsement of Israel as criticism has intensified over the offensive in Gaza set off by the bloody October 7th Hamas attack. Rabbi Mendel Silberstein traveled from suburban New York.
There's a great awakening happening among the Jewish people to support Israel, to support the Jewish cause to fight anti-Semitism.
Speakers at the rally included congressional leaders and Israel's president. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is VOA News. Washington will resume food aid for people across Ethiopia next month after assistance was paused earlier this year following implementation of comprehensive reforms, according to a U.S. Agency for International Development statement seen by Reuters on Tuesday. Ethiopia's food crisis has deepened in recent years because of war in the Tigray region and the Horn of Africa's worst drought in decades. As a record number of migrants arrive on the Spanish Canary Islands, some children are being wrongly classified as adults, leaving them without extra support to find residency and education. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
15-year-old Guinean Musa Kamara is one of a record 32,000 migrants who have arrived in the Canary Islands this year via a treacherous journey by sea from Africa. 20 people died on his 11-day voyage via wooden boat in search of a better life. But when he finally arrived, he and a friend were sent to an old military base, registered by police as adults. Global rights organization Amnesty International said in a report this month that 12 out of 29 migrants it interviewed at adult centers in the Canaries were actually minors. But to prove their age requires a costly bone test, which can take months.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A new report compiled by more than a dozen U.S. agencies and hundreds of scientists says that climate change is increasingly harming Americans with intensifying heat waves, wildfires, and extreme flooding. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The National Climate Assessment, which is released roughly every 5 years, found that nearly every aspect of American life is under growing threat from climate change. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden said the report was the most comprehensive yet.
This assessment shows us in clear scientific terms that climate change is impacting all regions, all sectors of the United States, not just some, all.
Biden also announced new funding to bolster the U.S. power grid and reduce flood risks.
The Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Party Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan to keep the government funded into the new year. Johnson was willing to leave his right-flank Republicans behind and work with Democrats on Tuesday to keep the government open. It's the same political move that cost Kevin McCarthy, the former House Speaker, his job. The Senate will act next ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.